within the body, within a cellular level, they have proved this. You have an ionic exchange of voltages. In other words, at a sort of cellular level, there is a voltage charge. Your body is giving and receiving electrical energy all the time.
Hello, Awaken Beauties. Finally, it's here. The truth to empower women to true inner beauty through a healthy mind and inner biology. I am your hostess, Cassandra Keel, a 20-year salon owner, organic beauty product formulator, positive mind management, and clinical hypnotherapist. And I am here to help you stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back. Sponsored by evokebeauty.com. EVOQBeauty.com. Now, let's get to it.
All right, ladies, if you're looking for healthy hair, beautiful skin, and a calm, quiet, clean, collected, powerful mind with superior CBD, go to evokebeauty.com. That's EVOQBeauty.com. And you'll receive 25% off your very first order with the code AWAKEN. Again, that's EVOQBeauty.com. Use the code AWAKEN for 25% off your first order.
All right. Welcome to the Awaken Beauty Podcast. I am Cassandra, your organic beauty, positive mind management, and endocannabinoid mentor, as well as biofeedback practitioner. And today, I have been waiting so long to nail this man down. And in no other time, as pivotal as today, is to welcome Ryan Williams on this show. And so woo-woo is absolutely becoming the new normal. And we're going to talk about that in today's episode. And first and foremost, I am not here to make any medical claims, but to share science, research, experience, and leadership when it comes to frequency and energy healing. The fact is, your body has an innate ability to heal. And as a biofeedback user and facilitator for many of my clients, I couldn't be more excited to have Ryan Williams, the CEO of Quantum Health Apps, on the Awaken Beauty Podcast. Now, my heart, as well as Ryan's, is to serve. And in this time, at this timely episode, Ryan and I will discuss how your very own personalized frequencies with the latest and most affordable technology gives you back the control of your health and these precedented times as the globe is experiencing an immune breakdown from the coronavirus. So listen up, ladies and gents, because truly the easy button to instantly better energy is really here. In the age of stress, overwhelm, and distraction, it's time to take control and go deeper. Aside from the current pandemic of the coronavirus, we're surrounded by stressors that steal our time, energy, youth, wealth, and our health. Everything from endocrine disruptors to hidden chemicals, EMF saturation, to negative thought patterns impact us to a tremendous degree. And these stressors eventually add up and accelerates aging, cognitive decline, and the increase of dis-ease. So in a time of frenetic unknown and confusion, this podcast and the goal of this episode is to show you a simple solution to what seems so complex with the click of a button through your very own frequency remedies tailored to you by uncovering the hidden stressors, keeping you from living your most optimal life beauty, and helping sustain a healthy immune system, all by instantly de-stressing and balancing your energy field in 15 minutes a day. Now, before we jump in, allow me to share Ryan's profound background and his experience. So Ryan is a pioneer in biofeedback industry, and as a child requiring speech therapy, Ryan has always been interested in biofeedback as a treatment technique. From being a patient to becoming a practitioner, Ryan has witnessed the tremendous results biofeedback can offer. Over the past 20 years, Ryan has become a leader in his industry from biofeedback device training, distribution, and manufacturing for biofeedback app development. And he brings a unique blend of skills and experience to the industry. Now, his vast experience and expertise is also FDA compliant, and online marketing are where he is sought out in the industry. As a minister, Ryan was under a guided meditation, seeking answers and a meaningful meaning to his life. And while under meditation, God spoke to Ryan and gifted him to tools and knowledge to create the world's first voice analysis app. So Ryan has produced over 30 customized apps and solutions based on the principle of interactive biofeedback. Now, today, we're here to discuss his flagship app, which is the Genius Insight app, and the attributes of creating balance through frequencies. So my goodness, Ryan, welcome to the Awaken Beauty podcast.
Cassandra, that's so kind of you. And, you know, certainly thank you very much for the invitation. And thank you very much for the kind words. It was very kind and certainly appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So Ryan, I first learned about biofeedback back in the 80s, in which where HeartMath kind of really took off and really helped individuals kind of understand the coherence between the mind and the body and getting the nervous system to kind of get in sync. And that was my first exposure. Now, you've been in the industry for over 20 years and leading in this industry. Kind of just give us a brief background of, you know, why you fell in love with biofeedback and why you felt it was so important to continue your journey in bringing these solutions to everybody.
Of course. And, you know, again, certainly, you know, thank you very much. And I have been blessed to be involved in this industry for a very long time. And when I say this industry, I mean, you know, specifically computerized testing technologies. I'd probably say my skill set or my passion lies in, you know, sort of computerized technology. And I guess at a young age, you know, when most guys are learning about the web and the internet and you know, that kind of stuff, I was in a whole different arena where I was learning about how there was computerized technology out there that was trying to tap into the human biofield. So if I go back, you know, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, the first computerized systems that came out, they typically entailed, you know, somebody holding a sort of brass electrode. And then on the other hand, an electrical current would be sent through the body. So essentially you were sending a current through the meridians. The idea behind that is as you send the current through the meridian, you basically look for the resistance measurement. And that resistance measurement, it would either give a high reading, you know, or a low reading. And that was really my, you know, in my sort of introduction into this whole new arena of testing. And I was absolutely blown away with it. And at that stage, I had a practice in the UK. We did, you know, basic sort of food sensitivity testing and you know, nutritional supplementation, et cetera, et cetera. And, I mean, we got fantastic results with that technology. But always in the back of my mind, you know, sort of going back in those days, there was always limitations with that technology. And what I mean by that is it was very operator dependent. In other words, depending upon the speed or the pressure or the perspiration or the skin, it could basically impact the results. And because of that, it was a sort of very subjective kind of, you know, sort of testing process. But nonetheless, you know, this was the beginning of this whole electrodermal screening or computerized, you know, sort of stress testing. And that was, you know, sort of 15, 20 years ago. So obviously, you know, time has changed. We've improved technologies. Computers have improved, et cetera, et cetera. So over that period of time, you know, there's been many, you know, many different pioneers and many different developers that have actually contributed to to the overall growth of computerized, you know, sort of testing technology. I mean, let me be clear, you know, I feel what we've done has been absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. The first app we did came out about 7 or 8 months ago. Sorry, let me see if I can try and make my computer a bit more quieter.
No problem.
About 7 or 8 years ago. And, you know, really, in my opinion, it's not that we've done anything new or anything different. We've just taken a lot of existing technology and a lot of great things out there, and we've just found ways to be able to incorporate them and make things, you know, sort of bigger, better, smaller, faster.
Yeah, that's really incredible. And so, you know, when I think about the biofeedback world right now, as far as technology goes, you know, health and technology has really blown up. And self-tracking devices, you know, the Apple Watch, the Oura Ring, all of these different things, to be able to self-discover and then be able to self-modulate, you know, especially with the biohacking world, on how we can better our health. And, you know, it is so profound about, you know, the biofeedback app. So I use this app, for those that don't know. I have clients who I work with one-on-one and we will talk about the process and how it works and why it works. But they use their voice and their image through scalar technology and fast Fourier technology to really kind of do this analysis that Ryan is talking about. When I am looking at somebody's energy, so to speak, Ryan, I really give it to you because I can look at their emotional, I can look at their physical, I can go as deep as hormonal, meridians, chakras, you know. And so when we talk about woo-woo, this science really isn't new of what's inside the app. We're just able to access it to a very, very narrowed down focused manner. So self-discovery and then being able to be proactive with our own health. And so how, you know, when you were starting to develop this app, you know, how did you come to be able to put all of these different pieces from Chinese to Ayurvedic to emotional? Like, how did you start to kind of put all these puzzle pieces together to formulate it into one solid app?
You know, that is a great question. It's going to probably require a bit of an extension to an answer. But, you know, the first and foremost thing is, as you know, when I actually conceived the idea, I was under a guided meditation. I got home and I started taking A4 pieces of paper. I started sketching, you know, what I envisioned the actual app to look like. And quite frankly, I had no idea where to go. I had no idea at all. And, you know, what was interesting is over the 8 months of development, as I kid you not, literally within the day, somebody would, you know, website or an article or research or something that would help me over that stumbling, over that stumbling block. So it was such a sort of cool organic process, you know, because I guess there's two different ways where you can work. You've got the one way where you feel like, you know, no matter what you do, you're just fighting and there's resistance and you got resistance, you know what? But at the end of the day, you still move forward, you still achieve your goal. But I feel that the first app that I developed was developed with such ease and grace, and everything just flowed. To be candid with you, by the time I'd actually finished the app, and I actually wrote a blog article on this, by the time I finished the app, I had $20 in my bank account. And that was it. You know, we had the 2007, you know, 2008 downturn, you know, 7 or 8 months with, you know, software development. And I mean, it was basically, you know, sort of do or die kind of thing. And it was such a wonderful experience. And, you know, the challenge that we had is that there was no blueprint to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had ever taken a $15,000 or $20,000 biofeedback product because beforehand, you know, that's what we were selling.
All right, ladies, if you're looking for healthy hair, beautiful skin, and a calm, quiet, clean, collected, powerful mind with superior CBD, go to evokebeauty.com. That's evokebeauty.com. And you'll receive 25% off your very first order with the code AWAKEN. Again, that's evokebeauty.com. Use the code AWAKEN for 25% off your first order.
Right. So we can be clear on that. So what was the competitor probably at time is, you know, we've talked about that in the community, is the Skio biofeedback app, you know, which costs $15,000 to $20,000, correct?
I mean, there are many sort of different technologies, and I'm certainly not here to dismiss any of them. I'll be real
right.
clear with
you. They're all valuable, but I'm just saying the transition to how you created such an affordable app is just profound. Because when I found you, I was researching Sherry Edwards and sound frequency healing. I was looking at some Tom Palladino's work with just the imagery. So when I had a client come in who was having hormonal issues and a lot of different autoimmune issues for years, and she came in, she looked fabulous. She comes to travel an hour away from me, and she sat in my chair and I said, "Lisa, how are you? You look great. What are you doing?" She says, "I feel great. I'm great." I'm like, "What is it?" So she had explained it was your biofeedback app. So for you, you know, this is a testimony to when your intention is clear out there and what you're bringing to and wanting to provide for people, that all kind of comes into alignment, can come into alignment. So same for you. It came and kind of hit at that point where this was exactly what I was looking for, where I had the voice technology and the imagery all put into one app, and it was under $10,000 investment, which is so hard for biofeedback practitioners because it's still new in the industry, even though, like I said, woo-woo is becoming the new normal. So I always explain, you know, in an economy, which is so interesting, is that you formulated and put this all together in 2008. Is that correct?
I think our first app came out in 2011, but
11.
2008. Yeah, but you see, that's when we had the economic downturn.
Exactly. So look where you're at now, as we're at this another economic downturn. But I always give it, you know, I always talk about the hockey stick, and you're at a point where prime time, prime place, and helping thousands of professionals bring this technology to help individuals. So I just think it's so remarkable. And so let's maybe talk about, you know, how it works. So maybe you can talk through what the app is doing when we're capturing a voice and we're capturing an image. You know, I always share with my clients, when we're talking, when we're expressing our voice, our larynx is literally picking up the vibration, because everything is energy and energy is everything. And a hard matter is because of a frenetic energy is so high that it creates a solid mass. And so, you know, this vibration comes up to the larynx and is capturing the health, the hologram of the health of a human. So maybe you could talk a little bit about how this works within the app, because people are just like, huh, how does that work? And how does it know so much about me?
I think, you know, the first thing to understand is the fundamental shift that we as a consciousness are having. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, for so many years, we've given our power away to the doctors.
Yes.
So, like, we go to the doctor, you tell them your symptoms, they literally scribble on a piece of paper, you have no idea what it is, you get a script, the extent of you, of your health and how much control you had of your health. And, you know, that was then, this is now. You know, we are now being empowered and we are being taught and we are being educated that we control our own destiny.
Yep.
The more we take hold of that, the more we realize that we really do control our own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so with that said, we as a human consciousness, you know, we've begun to look outside the sort of traditional medical sort of allopathic model. And what I mean by that is if you look at the allopathic medical model, and then if you look at, you know, integrative health or alternative medicine, there's a very distinct fundamental difference in terms of the way we see the physiology of the body. As an example, if you go to your medical doctor, he's going to look at you as a sort of chemical composition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got sodium, two parts sodium, two parts chloride, etc. And he looks at you from this chemical composition. When they give you medication, this, you know, synthetic, you know, medication, it's a chemical composition. So they're trying to work with the body from that sort of chemical side. If you take, you know, energy medicine, if you take the Genius Insight, what we do is actually view the body from a sort of digital side or an electrical energy. So, you know, you talk about the books, you know, from Richard Gerber or whatever it is, they talk about the body electric.
Right.
What we mean by that is your body actually consists of electrical energy.
Yep.
So to give you an example, if you go to a acupuncturist, right, you go to an acupuncturist, they take that needle and they put it on a specific acupuncture point.
Mm-hmm.
What they are doing is that you've got these, you know, sort of meridians that basically run through the body. And when there's a blockage in one of the meridians, it's like there's sort of stagnant chi. And what they're trying to do with this needle, because this needle can essentially conduct electricity, they are putting it on a specific acupuncture point to try to increase the conductivity. All they're trying to do is basically fix the short circuits. And that's what happens. That is how we see the body, is when you are ill, there's a short circuit in the body. You know, the body electric, you got voltages, you got amperages, you know, you got like resistance. Within the body, within a cellular level, they have proved this, you have an ionic exchange of voltages. In other words, at a sort of cellular level, there is a voltage charge. Your body is giving and receiving electrical energy all the time. To make a long story short or a short story long, that's the body electric. So what we've done with the Genius is we have tapped into the concept of the body electric. So from to try to make it really simple, the way we do the biofeedback or the way we actually run the analysis, well, let me sort of backtrack a bit. Whenever you create a product, or maybe when you look at the Genius, there's two different things. You've got the interface and then you've got the database. So what I mean by that is those of you that have seen the Genius or any of our apps before, the interface is the nice little cool pictures and the buttons and, you know, everything else that you're looking at. That's the interface. Mm-hmm. The database is that whole engine that's basically running behind it. So you've got the interface, you've got the database, the nice pretty stuff, and then the engine behind. So during our process, and the way that Genius Insight works, it basically analyzes your voice, it analyzes your image, and then based on that, it'll then give you a series of results or a series of probabilities. So in terms of the way we do the analysis, as you were saying, Cassandra, there's a lot of data, there's a lot of information within the voice. You know, you can hear when people are cold and when they're angry and when they're sick and when they're exasperated. You know, you have certain pitches and you have certain tones. The challenge, however, with the voice is that it's a real complex voice wave pattern. So what we do is that you talk into the Genius, it records your voice, and then we take that voice as a complex wave file, and then we run it through a mathematical algorithm called a Fast-Fourier analysis. And in doing that, we basically simplify a real complex wave pattern into a real simple wave pattern. So then once we've got a real simple wave pattern, within our database, we have thousands and thousands of different herbs and remedies and emotions and acupuncture points. They are all digital frequencies. So in other words, we have either taken some, you know, frequencies that we know, that everybody knows. We talk about raw frequencies, etc. Right. And then we have one or two of our own sort of methodologies that we use to actually create frequencies as well. So we've got this database of all these different frequencies. So then during the testing process, we're taking all these frequencies and then comparing it against the voice. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking for deviations or distortions away from the norm.
Right.
So, you know, it's important that when it gives you the results, it's going to give it in terms of a sort of numerical value, a high number or a low number. And there's a reason why there's a high number and a low number. Your body is reacting to it. On a digital level, your body is reacting to an energetic substance.
Yeah. And I like, I've heard you say that, you know, it's based on more of less and less of more. And so what we're really trying to do is everybody will have an opportunity to jump on a discovery call with me and experience this. And many of my community already has. But, you know, when you look on the analysis, what Ryan is saying is, let's say that you have a full panel of all the essential vitamins and minerals or herbs. Okay, like the top. And so when you run the analysis, you will see at the top, there are four different colors. One being red at the top, yellow, green, and blue. And so what I always like to share with my clients is that the blue, very, very low numbers, and to your point, it is not necessarily saying that there is a deficiency or what have you. It is simply saying there's a stressor point. And so the blue would maybe be significant in that there's not a lot of energy and we need to give the body more energy to start to shift that energy, where the red would maybe be, and Ryan, maybe you can correct me on this, maybe a new form of stressor or a higher frequency.
That's correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what we want to do, what the goal is as a practitioner, and with Ryan's wonderful development in through all of these different panels, hundreds and hundreds of panels, which may I add, there's always new panels being made. And so myself as a practitioner, I have an imprint plate, which is an energy imprint plate that I plug into my device. And I am able to, let's say, Ryan, for example, I've taken all of my CBD products. I've taken all my skincare products, my hair care products, a lot of my favorite supplements. And what I do is then I put those on the imprint plate and I actually charge the energy of that product through the imprint plate and make a library within Ryan's biofeedback program. So not only is I already, you know, have all of these customized panels to vitamins, nutrients, emotions, hormones. Just recently, it's speaking about the coronavirus, we have added 4 different immune resilience panels specifically for this coronavirus, researched and studied and validated, as well as coronavirus rife frequencies. And so we have so much flexibility and so much personalization. So it really does take somebody to really that's educated and has some insight into this kind of development and how to really assess a client. But so what I'm saying is that if we can take a look at that red and that blue and kind of systemize and get them back into that yellow and green and bring homeostasis back into the body, harmonize the body. So if you look at like an adaptogen, you know, so Ryan's example of more of less and less of more, adaptogens are always trying to get us back into that balanced state. And so whether we're frenetic high energy or low, you know, depressed and just can't shift that energy, equal parts, they're just as damaging to our health. And we need to bring those into equilibrium so that our body has the space and the allowance to heal. And so really, Ryan, I think this is the most profound because this is what I'm talking about, the future of medicine, because we can dial it down to the most minute level. And while we're not making claims, it is very evident with my clients, and I have a background in functional medicine for 15 years. So as an advantage, I can say, okay, client, we're going to track this. We're going to see how your health is improving or not. And then what's so awesome is that you're getting the frequencies of the vitamins, the minerals, the hormone balancing, all of that. They can see it in their tray, see what's going on. It's no mystery, and really start to track their health. So not only are you being proactive, because energy is an endpoint of physicality, meaning it becomes a physical illness if not attended to. So this, you know, in functional medicine, we always say get to the root of the illness. We're now getting really true to the root with frequencies, because everything is energy.
For you listeners of Awaken Beauty Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Simply go to www.audibletrial.com/awakenbeautypodcast. That's www.audibletrial.com/awakenbeautypodcast.
I think, you know, to add to that, the first thing is, you know, this is not a magic bullet. And, right. You know, we have many people, they invest in this technology and they think they can sit back and, you know, push a few buttons and suddenly it's going to solve their problems. It's, you know, there's no technology out there that is like this.
Right.
The thing that excites me about this technology is that it is independent. It's not biased. And it's going to help you as a practitioner process a lot of data in a very short period of time.
Yep. And in real time.
Exactly. And, you know, as I alluded to in the, you know, when I first started out in this industry, you know, 15, 20 years ago, the technology there was very operator dependent. In other words, the operator could actually influence other results. Now, again, if you take, for example, kinesiology or applied kinesiology, you know, which, again, I'm certainly not here to dismiss it. The problem with, you know, with kinesiology is you need to be such a clear focused, intention, you know, a sort of neutral-based person to be able to get the results that you want. And I always challenge people. I always challenge people with this. So I'll tell you what, if you are a kinesiologist, go to a conference for a weekend about a certain nutritional supplement, and I can guarantee you, you're going to come back, and for the next 2 weeks, every single client of yours will need that nutritional supplement.
Yep.
They're not doing it on purpose. It's not their intent. But, you know, we as humans are sort of naturally going to gravitate towards a sort of certain bias. Mm-hmm. And what is nice about this technology is that the operator cannot influence the results. So the data that you are getting as a practitioner is the true energetic data of your client. And then, you know, as you were saying, the more skilled you are, you can look at this information. And what we're trying to do is, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. You know, we're looking at this data and we want to see what makes sense according to the client's, you know, clinical context.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that's a really, really valid point. I mean, there's so many ways that, you know, we can do testing and AK, applied kinesiology, all of that is valuable, but there are biases involved, you know, and so you're very right. It's all hands off and it just tells you the truth. And even I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and people are like, well, how do emotions come up to this? And, you know, I always tell my clients, you know, the emotions that come up, like you said, it's not always going to be 100% right on, but it is going to tell you a story about yourself. Now, Candace Pert always said the issue is in the tissue. In the 80s, she was the one to come out with, you know, how our emotions have a frequency to them and they get stored in the body. And so I always share, you know, the emotional panels, how this could be something in the past. It could be upcoming right now, and never to judge them as they come up. But here's what I know about emotions and frequencies. You know, maladaptive thoughts create negative frequencies in the body. And it creates a homeostasis in the body that is not right and true for you or healthy for you. And not only can you use the biofeedback as an access point to see where you're at physiologically, but emotionally and spiritually, this is a really, really great tool to be able to self-discover. Now, as a practitioner, my heart is in every session for my clients, and it's simply to share the data with them. And then for us to create a communication point to how I can then better help them with those emotional entanglements. But, you know, these are all pieces for self-discovery, to your point. They're unbiased and really just a tool that we can use to get the bigger picture of what's going on. Now, in today's atmosphere with the coronavirus and things of that nature, it's very interesting because over the past, I would say, 6 months, this winter was a very, very heavy month in low-grade viruses, low-grade infections, parasites, molds, mycotoxins. And so, Ryan, one of the ways that I'm using it now, and then this corona thing came up, is it really helps people feel at ease if they see something or we can kind of get ahead of it. And then also then to have the healing frequencies for those specific ailments within the or the specific pieces around the virus is very helpful. But let's take a parasite cleanse. So I have imprinted, like I said, within the imprint plate, all of CellCore Biosciences products in there. Profound company. Clients are sick and tired of taking tons of supplements. Okay, they're done with it. And this is what we're talking about, Ryan, when we're getting into frequency medicine, is that I'm not claiming anything, but I sure can tell you that I'm seeing a pattern that's longstanding here. And viruses have been in everybody's panels at a low-grade level throughout the winter. So I'm no surprise that this is kind of popping up all of a sudden and it's hitting people at a higher level, especially with what we see coming in with the corona. But with the parasites, with the biofeedback program, I look at it through a practitioner's eyes is being able to peel back the onion. So part of Ryan's program has entangled insights. So let's say a parasite is showing up and I can go into an entangled insight and then peel down the layers even more and see, well, where is this coming from? Is it, you know, mold? Is it bacteria? Whatever that may be, I can get more data from where that is coming from. Furthermore, if I'm seeing a longstanding issue, I can go to my client and say, you know what, now's the time to put you on the parasite cleanse. And then we can use the biofeedback app to see how your progress is by putting you on the parasite cleanse and pulling those out. So there's just so many ways that you can use the biofeedback to get narrowed in and be flexible with it.
I think, you know, what we are doing, I mean, we're looking, you know, for sort of energetic disturbances, you know, and again, you know, let's assume that, you know, you're in the parasite panel and, you know, maybe something comes up. It's giving you an indication of something. And really what you want to do is that as you're navigating, you know, through the program, you're looking for more and more information to sort of correlate, you know, your initial findings.
Right.
And again, that's what I mean, you know, like, it's not a magic bullet. And we've had such a challenge with trying to educate, you know, some of our practitioners that you can't just look at one item that's come up out of, you know, 8, 9, 10,000 items that we have and say, oh my gosh, you know, this is a problem. It's not like that. And this is what I enjoy about this technology because, you know, let me put it to you this way. If you're a chiropractor, you see everybody from a chiropractic perspective. If you're a homeopath, everybody needs a homeopathic remedy. If you're a nutritionist, everybody needs, you know, herbs. If you're a herbologist, everyone needs herbs. If you're a nutritionist, everyone needs nutrition.
Good point.
But if you are a genius practitioner, it doesn't matter what your skill set is. It depends on what is showing you in the genius. So, you know, maybe today your client might need a homeopathic remedy. Mm-hmm. But guess what? They come back in a week's time and maybe they need a electroacupuncture or maybe they need to balance their aura. And to me, that is what is so cool about this technology is that as a practitioner, it empowers you to incorporate, you know, all these different modalities, you know, like sort of into one system. Because, you know, chiropractic doesn't have all the answers. Neither does homeopathy. They certainly do have some answers. But gosh, imagine if we as practitioners had access to a tool that could help us, you know, become a sort of multi-modality, you know, practitioner. So that's the stuff that, you know, really excites me about the genius.
Yeah, and it really expands the knowledge of not only the practitioner, it forces them to really open their, broaden their skew of their expertise,
absolutely,
not be biased, as well as the client. Now, I'm creating a membership site for our lovely High Vibe membership. And, you know, I always tell people, it's going to seem overwhelming. There's going to be a lot of jargon and lexicon that you've never seen before. And you're not going to understand all the colors to your aura. But we have to remember that we are very intricate beings and our energy is always changing. And that's why I always say, you know, being on this kind of technology over a longer period of time is all about the small, gentle frequency balancing that the body is getting. Like Ryan said, it is no quick fix. You can't be in on 2 weeks, say, I didn't notice anything. Or even if you subconsciously don't believe in it, chances are it's not going to work for you. And we want to use the data and the information to, one, make lifestyle changes. Number two, create a conversation with mind, body, and spirit of what's it really telling you and how you can better elevate your awareness to self-heal. And three, get the support. I mean, I can't tell you how many clients come to me and say, oh my God, I forgot to send you my voice analysis. I didn't sleep for 3 nights and I kept forgetting and I'm so glad to have my tones back. Because when you hear them, it's like, I have an insurance plan that I know whatever it is that's going on, it's giving my body what it needs right now. And then it's the client or myself, even when I run them on myself, to take the initiative to say, okay, how can I take this information and take that 10 steps deeper? And how can I change my lifestyle or whatever that is? So there, you know, Ryan, it's just so impactful. And your amount of serving the community and how you're constantly updating the app and the technology, I understand, you know, the front end and the back end and the amount of attention it needs to consistently knock out all the issues with the technology and things of that nature. You're impeccable. And so I really want to congratulate you. And I'm so thankful for you, especially in this time, in this point in history, on where individuals can take their health, spirit, mind, all of this and bring it back together and put it into their own hands. And I'm all about giving the power back to the people. You know, that's what this is about. And so this is really what you're giving individuals. So I want to thank you for that.
You know, thank you. And I'll tell you what's actually really interesting is that you talk about the human body and the sort of complexities. And it was not even 2 months ago that I was talking to some of my database engineers. And, you know, we have a very large server because, you know, obviously we got a bunch of practitioners, but then practitioners have all these different libraries that they share and, you know, everything else. And, you know, in the same way that our body is so complex, you know, you have a database, which is, it's sort of, it's constricting and it's compacting and then it's expanding. It's like this living, breathing, you know, organism that's constantly changing and it's, you know, sort of constantly adapting. So in some ways, you know, while we've got great practitioners like yourself that are out there helping to decode the human body, you know, we've got people like me that are helping to, you know, to sort of decode the database, you know, like the database of the actual software. And, you know, it's been an interesting process. I mean, I enjoy doing it. I love seeing the changes, the feedback that we've got has been absolutely awesome. And, you know, hearing, you know, testimonials like this, getting feedback from practitioners saying, oh my gosh, it's just so encouraging. I love it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit real quick on, you know, how expansive the community is, because you have practitioners on like everywhere, and you go back to South Africa a lot.
Yeah.
So where is everybody? You have a wide base.
Oh gosh. You know what? Look, I mean, the reality is, you know, in today's industry, you know, we are primarily a sort of internet-based company. I mean, we've got trainers, you know, in England, we've got trainers in France, we've got a trainer in South Africa. Our main trainer is, you know, here in the US. So, you know, we've got trainers everywhere, we've got practitioners everywhere. And, you know, for the simple reason, because of the internet, it does enable us, you know, to expand our products and services anywhere and everywhere. And then obviously, you know, the benefit that we've created with practitioners was the development of the Quanta capsule as well. You know, we just felt it was a great opportunity there for practitioners to be able to expand their practice. You know, in terms of where all of our users are,
Over the world.
Hopefully they all over, and hopefully they'll keep on being all over.
So what Ryan means by that is, so as a practitioner, what's so amazing is that I can do my analysis, and then instead of just doing distance frequency healing, I can then pull everything into what we call a balancing box or a tray. And so you can see all of your imbalance and or stressor points, put that into a tray, and then I send that to you, the client, on your own app on your cell phone. And then by the click of a button, you can run it for 30 minutes, 15 minutes, all night long. You're able to then hear the tones and get that in your own home, anywhere, any place, anytime. And that's what we're talking about as far as, especially now in this time and age, being able to be proactive and moving your energy every day is really truly what it takes. It's not an every 6 or 8 months to the doctor, you're getting a blood test, I'll see you in another 8 months and see where we end up and how downhill or uphill we go. So it's really about this new realm of healing and health is through frequency is so profound to be able to do this on a daily real-time basis. So that's amazing. All right, ladies, if you're looking for natural, organic, solution-based beauty and superior CBD, go to evokebeauty.com, that's evokbeauty.com, and receive 25% off your very first order with the code AWAKEN. Again, that's evokbeauty.com. Type in the code AWAKEN for 25% off your first order. Now, Ryan, is there anything else? I mean, you just released the PEMF, which is going to be also used with an app. Do you want to give us just a quick rundown of what PEMF technology is and how that
will... Yeah, of course. So, you know, a PEMF stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field. And in my opinion, Pulsed Electromagnetic Field has always been the gold standard in terms of a sort of therapeutic application. So when we first developed the Genius... The Genius's primary source of delivery was sound therapy. So in other words, you know, you could actually listen to the frequencies, and those frequencies would help stimulate the body's own, you know, own innate healing ability. Then what we did is we came out with a harness system, which you attach to attach either to your wrist, or you can actually place it anywhere around the body. And what the harness system did, it converted the sound to an electromagnetic frequency spectrum, which we felt the body was much more receptive to. However, we've always had like this, to me, the holy grail has always been trying to find a way to integrate our software with pulsed electromagnetic field. 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was fantastic back then, and it's just got, you know, sort of better and better and, you know, better over the time. And there's a lot of different PEMF devices out there. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them for $500 going up to $25,000.
Right.
The challenge or our goal is, our goal has always been, you know, from the first app that we developed is that, you know, we want to be able to listen to what the body is telling us. We want to hear the body talk to us. In other words, we want a unique, individual, customized approach towards the body.
100%.
And like 99.9% of all this different technology out there, it's like a one-way therapy system.
Yep.
In other words, the existing, you know, pulsed electromagnetic devices out there, you will set a dial. So let's say you want to boost the immune system. You know, you push number two, or you will turn a dial, and then it'll generate or broadcast those specific frequencies. But guess what? There's no feedback mechanism in there. You don't know whether it's maybe an immune system or maybe it's, you know, something else.
You know, what's really interesting on that real quick, and I want you to finish that, is that let's bring that into like a real term situation with like sound frequencies. So everybody is kind of becoming aware of solfeggio tones or Nogier tones or binaural beats. And so we go and find a YouTube channel. We say, okay, I want this hertz and I'm going to play it for 3 days. Or it says that it's going to heal me breaking up with my boyfriend or something like that. And so we just assume that we're getting all these benefits. But also at the same time, you can be over-simulating the system and it could be doing something negative for you if you're listening for too long. That's why I love the dynamic of always checking and updating the voice technology so that you're consistently tracking with the body versus overstimulating it or trying to do an overabundant approach, kind of like what you're talking about. Okay, well, we want to, you know, bring up the immune system. So we're just going to turn up this dial on this frequency and we're just going to zap the body. It may not be what the body needs, and it may actually create pro-inflammatory issues or something of that nature. So is that kind of what you're saying?
You know, partly, yes. But the other thing that I'm saying is that because of the way the Genius works and because we have your unique voice imprints,
right,
instead of just having a sort of one size fits all,
right,
you're actually getting a customized approach.
Yep.
So, you know, whatever the Genius tells us, we are taking those frequencies and then we are running them through the pulsed electromagnetic field devices that we have developed. And now the client is actually getting a customized delivery of frequencies specific and unique to them.
Yeah.
It's not just like, you know, sort of this, you know, one size fits all kind of thing.
Yeah. And that's both in sound. And then also what Ryan's talking about is the PEMF, which is, you know, he has a coil, which you can put on the body that has a stimulation on the body. There are some that have, you know, the electrodes around the wrist and things of that nature. So it's just another way that the body can receive the healing frequencies that are specifically personalized. I love it. And that's, you know, I was really into epigenetics 3 years ago, and I was like creating these personalized systems, being able to do all the DNA testing and epigenetics and all of this. But it's like, well, it's expensive. And then it's like, well, then what? And so again, if you go back to the root, if you get back to the frequency, it is before. That is the read before it ever turns into a blood test or any of these other testing. So you're really getting to the root. So I just love it, Ryan. So one thing I always ask a guest is there anything personally lately, you know, maybe it's with this certain situation that we're in today or your own personal life, doesn't have to be biofeedback related, that you've personally awakened to as of lately that has created a shift in you?
You know, it's actually interesting you say that. If you look at this whole sort of pandemic that, you know, that's going on, it just reminds me and it makes me in awe of, you know, Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
We have got these huge warships. We've got spaceships. We can land ourselves on the moon. We've got the tallest buildings. We've got the biggest bridges. We as a human race have done anything and everything. And here you've got Mother Nature that has basically crippled the world by something that we cannot even see.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it is like, you know, it's such a humbling thing. And I'm just fascinated with us as, you know, humans and in terms of our achievements, because I think what we achieve is just magnificent. I mean, how on earth we've gone from wherever we were to building these huge buildings and houses and everything else. It's like incredible. But yet, you know, at a deep core level, you know, there's only one person in charge, and that is, you know, that is is Mother Nature. And maybe right now this is Mother, you know, this is Mother Nature's way of sort of trying to, you know, sort of heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we're definitely purging, and it's at every level. And if we really look at, you know, the deepest seated fears in individuals is safety and security. And if you look at the energy of our emotions, shame, fear, those are the lowest frequency. And so that's why I find that your technology is so profound in a moment like today, that we can utilize this, not as a crutch, but as a support system, and have biofeedback practitioners really support individuals and help lead them through this with additional support in a very unique, personalized way, because we're all different, very complex beings.
Yeah.
And to your point, I really love what you awaken to, is because it really does show us who's in charge. And then we have to watch the human mind, which, you know, we're the only mammals. We like to create problems in our own minds, we can go solve them. And so, you know, your mind is so awesome that you've created so many dynamic solutions to so many, you know, interesting pieces of the human body, mind, and spirit, that, you know, it's such a pivotal time for us to utilize the technology that we have today and try to get ahead of it as much as we possibly can. So I just want to thank you for everything that you've done, all that you share with the community. I kind of laugh because you're like, you know, there's big stars in the, you know, this industry, and you're like, you're so driven into the technology, making it better. And like, that's just what you do. And we look at personality tests, and like, you're an implementer and a follow through by through and through. And so I thank you for your just really unique gifts. It matches mine and allows me to do what I want to do, and as I want to serve, especially right now at this time. And it's really changed my business. And it's changed how I look at my business and how I'm going to move forward in my business from a health and beauty viewpoint. You know, when we talk about aging, it is energy. I mean, if I even have anti-aging profiles in libraries in the program where I can look at, you know, telomerase, which is the chromosome that shortens as we get older. So I can help the chromosome and the stem cells and the peptides, all of these cool, hip, hot things that we're talking about, we can have those in the frequencies and get them on demand. No, it's not perfect science, like Ryan said, but it's pretty remarkable. And there are professionals using it all over the world.
But you know, the fantastic thing is we get feedback, you know, from great practitioners like yourself. And mm-hmm. you know, that's the sort of evolution of this technology. Because believe me, this is certainly not my technology. This is your technology. This is all these practitioners' technology. And this is what's been great. You know, we've got mm-hmm. a really cool family. We've got a really cool, you know, feedback system. And the feedback we get and the suggestions and, you know, and the recommendations have really enabled us to, in my opinion, you know, accomplish a lot in a very short time period.
Yeah. Talk about crowdsourcing at its best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so all of those that are wondering, like, how do I see how this thing works? And if you're interested, this is where my focus is, especially for the next month, month and a half, who knows how long this will go. But my salon shut down, and my clients certainly know that we're developing some programs and some really awesome programs to kind of benefit your health and your beauty and the aging process so we can age better and feel great. I have seen many, many photos in which we're going to be implementing a program from biofeedback practitioners using the anti-aging programs of women's facial structure, losing inflammation. You know, once the body is able to kind of relax and get into this healing mode, all that inflammation starts to be removed. There's so many things that are so impeccable when you start using the frequencies, not making medical claims, but there are shifts and changes physically seen and emotionally felt. So some of the, you know, common things my clients see, Ryan, is their sleep improves. I'm using the hormone panels for myself, and I have imprinted my bioidenticals into the program. So I'm using the you know, full moon, new moon with the luteal phases, which is profound. There is a inflammation reduction, stress reduction, weight loss programs, you know, parasite programs. It's endless. So we use a lot of those with our clients. Now, if you're interested in learning more, kind of in this mad dash to get everything put together, I will be doing some free live coming up in the next couple of weeks so people can experience it. So look for that. As well as you can go to beautyecology.com. And if you go to beautyecology.com, at the top, there is going to be just a little bar that says learn more about the High Vibe Biofeedback Program. You can click there. I just have a quick splash page before I get my website up, that you can go and there is going to be a basically an invite where you can go and fill out a form. And I'm offering $97 sessions right now where you spend an hour with me and I get my phone and I show you how to download the app so that you can try it for yourself. And so we go through every step of the biofeedback device so you can exactly what's going on and see everything right there in front of you. And then I show you the before aura and then I work on you personally and we show you the after aura and show you physically how we can change your energy and your biofield through your aura photo. And then you will be able to use those tones for the next 7 days thereafter. And then we have programs from there on out. So I invite you to grab that 97, no time better than now to get on this, start to see what's going on with the viruses, also give you the extra immune booster right now, and then learn more about what you want to focus on and narrow down in and really receiving this kind of biofeedback to help better your health and beauty. So remember, go to beautyecology.com, go to the top, there is a sheet there. You can also email me at cassieannk@gmail.com. That's cassieannk@gmail.com. And we'll get you set up for your kickoff session. So Ryan, thank you so much for being on the show today. Is there anything else that you want to add for the community?
No, but I just want to thank you for hosting this and thank you for the good work that you're doing. So thank you.
Absolutely. It's like, this is a pivotal game changer in my business and how I'm going to personalize health and beauty for my clients because I've seen it works. I know it's worked for me. So thank you so much. And thank you everybody for listening to the Awaken Beauty podcast. Until next time, as always, stay safe, get sleep, stay sane, and bring your sexy back.
Thanks everyone. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies, if you're looking for natural, organic, solution-based beauty and superior CBD, go to evokebeauty.com. That's EVOQbeauty.com and receive 25% off your very first order with the code AWAKEN. Again, that's EVOQbeauty.com. Type in the code AWAKEN for 25% off your first order.
Well, hello, Awaken Beauty. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Were you inspired? Please leave a comment or your own personal aha moment so others can capture exactly what you did. Also, please like and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you're interested in high quality natural products for your hair, skin, and wellness, including organic CBD, please visit evokebeauty.com. Again, that is evokebeauty.com, EVOQbeauty.com. And until next time, darling, stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back.